Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports or the Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Matthew. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, not much, man. A busy day in sports here, you know. We're going to talk a little NFL, you know, preview the NFC. We're going to talk about this, you know, miraculous comeback win by the 49ers as they win 28-24. Then we're going to preview the Baltimore Patriots and, of course, the winner will of that series that's going to come right after this show, folks, will determine who will face the San Francisco 49ers at the Super Bowl. We'll also talk Knicks, the game in London, preview the Knicks versus Nets, talk a little baseball news, of course, a little more football news as, you know, Jets, you know, finally get their guy to run the GM duties. And, you know, as usual, we'll talk sports entertainment, you know, a little WWE, a little TNA news, you know how we do it, folks. And, of course, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. 1-800-919-3189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. But, of course, folks, I mean, we cannot start this sports talk without talking about first the Manti Te'o and then the Lance Armstrong story. So without further ado, let's just get to the crazy story. That is Manti Te'o.
Oh, crazy it is. Most complicated story you'll ever hear.
Man, I don't. To be honest with you, man, I don't even know what to believe in this story because, of course, you know Manti Te'o. He plays for the Notre Dame football team, and you know he should be drafted, you know,
yep,
after the season's over. And man, he has the craziest story. Apparently, he dated this girl, Lani Kuruza. I don't remember how you pronounce the girl's name. So I was going to say forgive me, but of course, we all know what's the twist of the story. But he apparently dated this girl for 2 years and then later finds out that this girl was imaginary. And
the catfish.
He got catfished, man.
Yep.
I mean, it just goes without saying. I mean, apparently the lady doesn't exist. And apparently December 6th, he found out about it,
yep,
that he was being catfished after his girlfriend apparently died on the same day as his grandmother. And then apparently on December 6th, his girlfriend called them, said that it's a hoax, that she didn't die, and that she's trying to run away from drug dealers or somewhat. But here's where the story turns even crazier. 2 days later, he does a press conference. That is Manti Te'o, of course. And he's still using the whole storyline about his dead grandmother and dead girlfriend.
Yep.
So the million dollar question is, of course, I'll pose to you, which is, I guess, sort of a rhetorical question. Is Manti Te'o part of this, or is he truly the victim?
Well, I mean, the person who was pretending to be his girlfriend is actually one of his friends.
Yeah, Telesopo, something like that.
I think his last name Ronald Sario, something like that. It starts with R. Something, I don't remember, but I mean, they've taken Instagram pictures together, and he knows the guy. But, I mean, for what reason the guy wanted to hoax, to prank Manti Te'o? I mean, no one knows. And there might be more than one person involved, which makes it even more crazier.
Exactly, because a girl, he spoke to a girl, so there had to be a girl involved too.
Yeah.
This is like a Saved by the Bell skit with Screech or Zach pretending to make female voices or something, I don't know. But it has to be a real female he was talking to.
Yeah, that's why it's more than one person involved, man. Some people think Manti Te'o was part of the hoax also.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me think that too, because why would he play up the whole gimmick 2 days later after he supposedly found out? I mean, I'm just... And apparently in his recent audio interview, he said that, you know, he the reason why he kept up with it, you know, with the storyline about his grandma, I mean, not his grandma, his girlfriend dying is because he didn't want to be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't know about you. I mean, I know we wouldn't be in this situation to begin with because you definitely wouldn't be starting a relationship with a girl you never even met.
Yeah.
For not even 2 years, 3 years, man, this is ridiculous.
Insane.
But for example, I lost my train of thought now. That's how confusing the storyline is.
Man, I can't imagine having an imaginary girlfriend for 3 years.
You know, he never even met the girl. I mean, there should have been red flags right there to begin with. Are you still there, Macaulay, or did you get catfish right now as we're speaking?
Oh, no, I'm saying that all he did was talk to the phone and just email her.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, I think he has something to do with it because after he found out, I mean, it's better to be tricked tend to go along with it. I mean, at least then we would have known he was truly a victim. I mean, it happens. People get fooled all the time, but this story is just crazy beyond explanation.
Yeah, I mean, he never even talked to he never even seen the face of Ace. That makes it crazy.
And apparently there's some reports that he said that he met her. But apparently he's saying that, you know, he said that because he didn't want to look stupid, you know, after realizing that the girl was made up.
Yeah, that's... And his parents said that he met the girl. So maybe he told his... I don't know, like, he probably told his parents that he met her. And the parents, I mean, they thought he met her.
That's just, I mean, this story is crazy. I mean, either he made this story up to try to get sympathy, votes for the Heisman, which Johnny Manziel end up winning anyway, or, you know, he was really tricked. I mean, for his sake, I hope he was really tricked, because this is, a low-down, dirty thing to make up a whole story about a dead girlfriend. I mean, him sharing his heart about his dead grandmother would have been sympathy enough. But for his fictional girlfriend to die on the same exact day as his grandmother, that's just supernatural right there. I mean, there was no excuse. I mean, if he was making this up, there was no excuse for him to try to market off his dead grandmother, and let alone a fictitious girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe for publicity. Make himself famous, I guess. But
that's the only logical reason.
It's a dumb way to make yourself famous.
Yeah, it made him infamous. If he really did make this up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could spend a whole hour talking about this, but we'll never get the answers that we need.
Yeah, crazy.
I guess time will tell whether we'll find out if this guy was in on this prank on himself, or if he is truly a victim.
Man, we might never find out that answer.
Yep, I think we'll soon find out about how many licks it gets to the center of a Tootsie Pop, like in the commercial, then to find out who's behind this. My goodness. But shifting gears, Lance Armstrong. Man, I mean, do I even need to say anything? I mean, I could just say Lance Armstrong.
Yeah, that's another story. I mean, Montana Tao's story overshadowed Lance Armstrong's.
Exactly. And you know, with his ego, he's probably jealous. Probably,
yep.
Probably wish he dreamed up a fake girlfriend himself, too.
Yep.
at this rate, with his lying, you know, his history of lying, he might have to make one up. Shoot. And, of course, he had a two-part interview on OWN with Oprah Winfrey, where he basically finally confessed that he used performance-enhancing drugs in all seven of his Tour de France, which was then a record win before it got, you know, stripped of his records because of his obvious cheating.
Yeah.
And this guy, man, I mean, this guy was like the second coming of Captain America, you know, racing a cyclist, you know, getting cancer. But of course, we know why he got it now, because he was doing these performance enhancing drugs, which most likely led to him getting the cancer.
Ball cancer.
And of course, he tried to ruin his teammates. And some other people, you know, in his inner circle who knew about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, cover his own hide. And look, it blew up in his face anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel sympathy for this guy, because this guy lied for years. But people came forward and people accused them of taking performance enhancing drugs. He lied, and he basically tried to destroy their careers.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I have no sympathy for him. I mean, you know, we all make mistakes, but, I mean, this guy has no remorse. I mean, this guy is still defiant. I mean, in an attempt to try to resuscitate his career and his image, he just flat out ruined it. I mean, for years, for decades. This guy's been saying that, you know, he's, you know, innocent. I mean, this guy, he was the poster child of a guy who defended himself up and down and said he didn't do it. This guy would shout from the rooftops and say he never took these stuff. And he made people believe him, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that's what kind of shows you with the whole Hall of Fame thing that happened last week when none of the players, baseball players, got voted because of the suspicion.
Yes.
That's why, I mean, nowadays it doesn't even matter if you, you know, you defend yourself or you say nothing. I mean, in the eyes of the public, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's nothing people could do now except try to play the game right.
Yep, I agree.
But back to Lance Armstrong. When Oprah asked him, does he want to come back? And this guy said a definitive and a defiant hell yes, which shows this guy has not even begun.
He doesn't have any remorse.
This guy is not for real, man. I mean, this guy has lost his mind.
All he cares about is himself. He's a self-centered person. That bitch.
Exactly.
He's a bitch.
Jerk. I mean,
he's a Tour de France bitch.
Well, he don't even have that title either because they, you know, stripped him of all the records. All the stuff he did was for nothing. I mean, yeah, we have the memories of him winning it, but I mean, now it's tainted.
Maybe he could go into the WWE, maybe. Maybe, you never know. This man might sign him.
I don't even think he'd last over there because I don't even think they'd use him as a manager. Because I don't know, he lost all his credibility. I mean, his best shot would have been when he was in his prime with the performance enhancing drugs, you know.
Yeah.
When he actually had popularity. But there's nothing really much to say about the guy. The guy pretty much tarnished his career, and that's it. That's basically all you can say about the guy.
Yeah, he's a self-absorbed person. I mean, guy, you shouldn't feel sympathy for him at all, for what he did to all those people who came forward and accused him, and then he tried to lie about it, saying that he never took any performance-enhancing drugs, and now he's confessing to it. I mean,
it's just a publicity stunt.
It is. It is.
I agree with you 100%.
And his ball cancer.
Let's shift gears to NFL, man. You know, the NFC Championship just ended, and the San Francisco 49ers are the NFC champions now. They're waiting for the Baltimore and Ravens series. And you got to give the 49ers some credit. They overcame a 17-0 lead.
Yeah.
I mean, deficit, I should say. Well, I guess it's the same thing, what I'm saying. And, you know, they came back and won the game 28-24.
And that was a good game. I thought Falcons were going to win it there, but Niners, they showed some resiliency and capering. Yeah, I mean, this kid's for real.
Yep. That's why we love sports. You know, we love to see the upsets go down.
And Niners now, they go to the Super Bowl, they're going to look for their sixth Super Bowl championship ring.
Mm-hmm. Right about that. And the Baltimore, so, you know, congratulations to the 49ers, NFC champions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to preview this Ravens-Patriots that's going to come down right after this show.
That's going to be another great game.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a classic in the making already.
You have Ray Lewis,
Lewis
murderer with the Ravens.
Well, apparently, you know, he's, you know, changed his ways, but hopefully so. But, yeah, this is his last game of his Hall of Fame career.
Yep.
And Yeah, and of course Tom Brady trying to, you know, win his fourth, you know, Super Bowl championship if they could get past the Ravens here. Now, I don't know about you, but I think the Cinderella story with, you know, with Ray Lewis, I think it's going to be over. The storybook ending is going to be over. He, sure, he got his ring in 2000, but, yeah, the Patriots, man, those guys, man.
Yeah, they're unstoppable right now.
Yeah, those guys are unstoppable. And
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if both wins this game, don't get me wrong, but
hey,
I think Patriots are going to win it.
Yeah. I mean, they're two great teams, obviously, but.
Yeah.
I think Brady, man, you just, unless if you're the Giants, you can't stop that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like the Derek Jeter of football.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he gets all the chicks just like Derek Jeter.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect analogy any way you look at it.
And he's looking for his fourth ring.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be tough for the Ravens tonight.
Yeah, but I'll put him in the rarefied air. You know, with Montana and Terry Bradshaw with those four titles.
The great player Brady is.
Yep. And we'll shift some gears to we'll talk about the Knicks and versus Pistons a few days ago on Thursday when the Knicks defeated the Pistons in London. I think we beat them by like almost 20 points. So like
was it 20?
It was close to 20. I don't think it was 20. It was close to 20. Probably like 16 to 18 points we beat them by.
Yeah, Shumpert made his
debut.
His debut. Yeah.
Scored 8 points, knocked two 3-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, played good defense, you know. What you expect from the guy?
Bottom line, 17 points.
Yeah, that was his best showing of the year, easily.
Yeah. He
looked like
good.
He looked like the old stat.
Mm-hmm.
And
coming around now.
And Melo, you know, scored over 20 as usual.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be going to the All-Star game, and he'll
yep.
be sharing the front court with Kevin Garnett, who he...
his old buddy.
Yep. That's a confrontation this past, within the last week and a half, I think, right?
Yeah. So
that'll be interesting.
That'll be interesting, definitely. And, on the West, well, to round out the East, you know, of course, you got Dwayne Wade, LeBron, and Rondo,
yeah.
Garnett's teammate. And on the West, you got pretty much the same lineup as last year, except Dwight Howard is now in the West now.
Yeah.
You got, along with the perennial All-Star Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, who I think is hurt, and Blake Griffin. And, of course, Durant.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, it definitely will be.
And, of course, you know, during All-Star weekend, there's All-Star festivities, like the dunk contest, the three-point shooting, and Novak, I
Steals.
Don't think win the three-point shooting contest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And White, he might be participating in dunk contest, so.
Sure hope so.
But will we have a call on the line? You want to take this one?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to the lines. Hello, caller.
Hello, you guys.
Hey, what's up?
Fine.
What's going on?
You guys are excited about the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, excited. You know, the 49ers just won, so they punched their ticket to the Super Bowl. And now we're awaiting the Ravens versus Patriots right after this show.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
None of you guys' team made it, right?
No. Yeah, just gotta get
it. I made it last year, so I'm
you
good.
Guys, you guys,
last
you
year.
Guys, can you believe it? I'm not a football fan, but I'm excited about the Super Bowl. Anybody
yeah, I mean,
want to know why?
Why?
The commercials?
Huh? What did you say? The reason why is because I'm in a contest for the Super Bowl from Papa John's. If they toss on heads, if they toss on heads, I got a free set, free pizza. Hey!
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah. Good luck with that. And the Jets got a new head coach. I mean, not head coach, a new GM, Idzik. From he used to be with Seattle, and he was also assistant GM with the Tampa Bay during their championship run.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's okay. You know, the jury's still out. I mean, I would have wanted a guy who's less of a cap person than a talent evaluator, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes down. They also got the former Eagles offensive coordinator, Morningwig, something like that. And, you know, I'll see how he does with the Jets coming up. Because, I mean, you always associate, you know, the offense with Andy Reid.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes down. And Royal Rumble is next week. Today, 1 week from today.
Yeah, that's going to be Royal Rumble. You have The Rock versus CM Punk.
First time ever. Mm-hmm. And for the title.
It'll be a great one.
It should be. Are you excited about it?
The Rock versus CM Punk?
Yeah,
yeah,
for the title. First time ever.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
You're not excited then.
What did she say? She wouldn't mind?
Yes, I wouldn't mind.
What about the Royal Rumble? Who do you think will win the Royal Rumble?
That's what we were talking about.
You're kind of breaking up on my end. What did you say?
No, I said that's not what we were saying. No?
No, the winner of the Royal Rumble. The Royal Rumble match.
Oh, who's going to win?
Yeah.
Maybe CM Punk.
No, well, CM Punk. Well, I mean.
Oh,
you're talking
about the Royal Rumble when they throw people out of the ring, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right. But then again, you could be
I have no idea. I was talking about his match against The Rock.
Okay, so you think CM Punk. Okay, we'll get to that. CM Punk. You know, I'm a Rock fan, but I think CM Punk will hold on to it, and Rock will win at Elimination Chamber. So I'd have to agree with you.
Yeah.
What's your thought, Matt?
I think CM Punk will win. I think CM Punk will beat The Rock. I mean, they want to put him over, even though CM Punk's over already. So.
Exactly.
I think I agree with you, too.
All right, now let's move on to the Royal Rumble. There's rumors that, you know, Cena or Sheamus might win two years in a row, but you know the event is open. What are your thoughts? Who do you think will win?
Wow, I know with John Cena winning it. I think John Cena is going to win the Royal Rumble.
I think so too, because if you know Rock wins, whether it's Royal Rumble or Elimination Chamber, you know they got to set up the whole feud with The Rock again 2 years in a row. So.
Yeah.
That's why my guess is Cena, even though I was assuming up until that point that it would be Sheamus. But
it could be either one, Sheamus or Cena.
Yeah, I think it's either those two guys.
Yeah,
but I would prefer to see a guy who never won it win it, but
I
don't like
he's
trying to do that.
Yeah.
For Royal Rumble, maybe Ryback will win.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Ryback. Yeah,
I didn't
think of Ryback. Ryback would be a good choice, but I don't know. I think he's at the cusp of being a champion, but I think he needs to develop himself more. I mean, I would like to see him win the Intercontinental title first.
Yeah.
Or U.S. title.
All right, later, you guys.
All right, see you later.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling as usual. And other TNA news is. Taz was revealed at Brooks and Bubba Ray's wedding that he's part of Aces and Eights, and they basically attacked Bubba Ray. He's now called Bubba Ray.
Oh really?
And IMAX. And check out my show, Sports Urban Legends, Sundays, only on Block Talk Radio.